Everybody is keeping well. Hope everybody is thinking of Halloween. Are you thinking of Halloween?
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With Property Partners Phelan Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerswaterford.ie.
Aisling Larkin, good morning.
Good morning, Damien.
Pumpkins.
We're at the spooky season, aren't
we? Yeah, spooky season. What if I said to you that I don't really like pumpkins? I don't like the taste of them. What would you say to me? Are you going to change my mind?
I am going to change your mind. But second of all, I'm going to tell you that I would say 8 out of 10 people I have met over the course of the last week, every time I talk about pumpkins, they're like, I don't like pumpkins. Oh, no, I wouldn't eat them, Aisling. Oh, no, I don't like them. So I'm going to ask you a question. What don't you like about the pumpkin? Is it all in your head, you see, or do you actually like, how have you had it before?
I don't know. You see, I like parsnips. I like vegetables. I like turnips. I like different types of, you know, swedes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just, there's something about a pumpkin that just doesn't do it for me. I don't know what it is.
You know what I think, right? So you know the big pumpkins that we buy in the supermarkets, the ones we buy for decorating, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're really, really big, right? So you think about it, if you do any bit of gardening or think about food, if you're growing like courgettes in your garden in the summer and like, you know, squash it like that, the big ones, they look super impressive, but actually they're quite watery. So you're losing that concentration of flavor. So the first tip I will give you is you have to buy the smaller pumpkins, because all of the flavor is concentrated in those. Those bigger ones are for decorative purposes. I wouldn't bother cooking with them. So
okay.
Pick yourself up the 99 cent, like all of the supermarkets are doing special offers at the moment. 99 cent.
99
those
cent.
Little smaller ones, 99 cent. And they're great, you know, so that's where the concentration of flavour is. The other thing is, it's how you cook it. Think about like taking a carrot or a parsnip or a Brussels sprout or something like that. I'm just boiling it and plonking it straight on the table. Now think about if you take that and you roast it and you get in all this caramelization and all this flavour. And then you add a little bit of butter or a little bit of salt, and all of a sudden you've got something that tastes a hell of a lot better. So we have to think about pumpkin in that way.
And they are extremely healthy. They are brilliant. You've sent me on a list of the different things that why we should eat pumpkin. So before we talk about pumpkin pie and pumpkin hummus and other matters, talk to me about why they're so good.
They're an absolute powerhouse. And it's only when you kind of, I suppose, you deep dive into it, because we all know like our veggies are really good for us. And this whole kind of thing of eating 30 plants a week and trying to get in that diversity for our gut is so, so important. But one of the big ones with pumpkin, think about it immediately, like the colour. It's orange. So it's those, any foods that have that kind of orange, red, yellow tones, they're full of carotenoids. So the carotenoids are, I suppose, specifically in pumpkins, it's this beta carotene, right? But when beta carotene goes into your body, it gets converted into vitamin A. And that vitamin A at this time of year, sometimes people find, even like with the kind of colder weather, we get like little dry kind of cuts at the side of our mouth, or our skin kind of starts to feel a little bit dry. And a lot of times that's a lacking in vitamin A. And like a little portion of pumpkin, so like an 80 gram portion, which is about 2 heaped tablespoons if it's cooked and pureed, will give you like up to about 40% of the vitamin A that you need, especially again this time of year, like things like immunity, defense, all the coughs and colds, things like vitamin A and vitamin C, which pumpkins are full of. Like it's really, really good for that. The other one is, I suppose, like I talk so much, and I know we do all the time, about like fiber and trying to get in these 25 grams of fiber a day. And it's difficult, like it's kind of tricky to do it. Now, pumpkins aren't necessarily hugely high in fiber. They're not like chia seeds or something like that. But again, you're getting in, maybe if you had a pumpkin soup, like 1 or 2 extra grams of fiber. And what the fiber does, I think we all immediately kind of go to, oh, constipation, prevents constipation. But actually, you know me, I talk about this word, and we've done it so many times, satiety. It's that feeling of fullness for longer. Mm. And like, that's where the fiber kicks in. So if you're having the pumpkin in a soup, or, you know, you're adding it to something else, you're just getting that extra layer of kind of balancing the blood sugars, keeping you fuller for longer. And I suppose, like, I'm talking about all the health benefits of it. Like, one of the core things is, we eat with the seasons, you know, and when we eat with the seasons, we kind of feel connected to the land, we feel connected to nature, we kind of lean in a little bit. And, you know, I think sometimes the world and commercial Halloween hasn't happened, and I'm not joking. Like I said to the kids the other day, sometimes you feel like it's Christmas already. Like, let's let Halloween be Halloween. We've only got two or three more days. Like, so, like, you know, savor every minute of it. And I think by just having the pumpkin and eating it, you do feel that kind of connection to it a bit more.
Now, I love pumpkin seeds. I actually have a packet of pumpkin seeds on my desk out here in the office, and they're lovely. There are different recipes you're going to go through. I may not go through them all, but the way you've phrased it, I like this, what you said. Pumpkins takes sweetness really well, takes spice really well, and takes heat and spice together really well. So if people can think of that phrase today, if a food takes something, I like that. Yeah. So that means it will envelop the meal, it will contribute to the meal. It's not just something that you have on the side. It can become an essential ingredient within the particular dish.
Exactly. And look, that's it. It pairs really well. You just have to be kind of clever about what you pair it with. And I suppose we won't go through all the recipes, but there's a couple of key flavors that work. The first thing I'm going to tell you, right, is just how to prepare it. So you take that pumpkin, like a lot of the barrier to people working with it is they'll say things like, oh, think of a butternut squash. It's really hard to peel it. Like, it's awkward. It's heavy. It's hard to get the knife through it. I rarely ask for help, but occasionally I have to go and go, will you cut this for me? It's a bit big. So you choose a small one, cut it in half, cut it in quarters, put it on a roasting tray, olive oil, salt and pepper. If you have some of those woody herbs like thyme or rosemary, put it on top in the oven 1 hour. So think 180, 1 hour. That's your pumpkin done. Then once you roast it, that's when you use it. You use it for everything then. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin curry, hummus, soup, bread. That's when you use it. So roast it first. You're getting in the flavor. It's the simplest way to cook it. And then you can do anything you like with it. Okay. So I'll give you one example. The soda bread, a classic soda bread, 225 yes. grams of wholemeal flour, 175 grams of plain flour, teaspoon of baking powder, teaspoon of baking soda, little bit of salt. And into that, 1/4 of that pumpkin. So just scoop out 1/4 of the flesh, put it in with your buttermilk, a little bit of olive oil, put that in the oven for an hour. That is one loaf of warm bread that's going to come out of the oven that nobody will be able to pass up. It's just beautiful. It's so, so nice. Pumpkin pie, I think it's probably worth a mention. Do you like pumpkin pie, Damien?
I don't know. Kind of sounds.
I don't either.
Sounds
American. Level with you.
Sounds American.
Isn't it? And it is quite American. So I went off on a furore last year, and I was determined I was going to make a pumpkin pie because I actually genuinely had never made one before. So I even went as far as buying a can of pumpkin puree to compare it to my own roast pumpkin puree. I wouldn't bother doing that. So you basically use condensed milk, eggs, vanilla, and then it's those spices, things like cinnamon, cardamom, mixed spice, nutmeg, all of those, and you put them in, baked it. The recipe's on my website, right? I'm not doing myself any advertisements, but I'm honest if I'm nothing else. And I don't love it. Lots of people love it. I don't personally love it. I love the soup. I love, and with the soup, it's just basically taking that puree, stock, cook it down, a little bit of cream or milk, and then I top it with a little bit of crispy chorizo, feta cheese on top, and it's beautiful. The other one is the pumpkin seeds. The pumpkin seeds that you get out of an actual pumpkin are nothing like what you buy in the supermarket. So the ones we buy in the supermarket are green. The ones that come out of the inside of the pumpkin are white. So after you've roasted your pumpkin, take out all those seeds, put them on a baking tray, again, with a little bit of parchment paper, salt, oil, put them back in the oven for about 15 minutes. They are addictive. I was on the 6 o'clock show last night. I brought a whole bowl of them with me. And by the time I went live, there was about five little pumpkin seeds left in the end of the bowl. I swear to God, they ate them all on me. Like, there wasn't a bit left. They're addictive. And they genuinely taste nothing like what you get in the supermarket. They're lovely. So if you did nothing else, do the pumpkin seeds.
The pumpkin creamy pasta sauce with blue cheese and toasted hazelnuts, that really caught my attention. And again, all these recipes are on the website. Just run through that quickly, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Oh, yeah. So look, you can use a spaghetti or a linguine. Cook your pasta. A great tip when your pasta is, and this goes for any recipe, when your pasta is about, you know, 3/4 way cooked, put a mug in, scoop out a mug of that pasta water. That's where all the starch is. That's going to thicken up any pasta sauce you're making, right? So what it means is, if you're doing a creamy sauce, rather than using 200 or 300 mils of cream. You can cut back and use 150 mils of cream, use 100 mils of the pasta water, and you get this creamy sauce, but you're saving cost and you're saving calories, and you're saving a little bit of the saturated fat in your heart by using the pasta water. Into that then you can dollop, for this specific recipe, a little bit of blue cheese. So again, what pairs well with pumpkin? Blue cheese does. Drop in a little bit of blue cheese, toss that over your pasta. That roast pumpkin that we've just talked about, chop it up into cubes, dot that in, couple of little hazelnuts or pine nuts on top, and it's just, it's a bit of a star of the show recipe now. It's a really kind of super one, but it is lovely. And then my last kind of one, I suppose, which is really nice, and even for Thursday night, it's like a mulled kind of little apple cider. Now, we know it's not pumpkin-based, but it's really, really nice. So you can take your cider, something like your local legacy cider, warm that up, a little bit of apple juice, a little bit of honey in there. And again, it's those pumpkin spices, those ones we were talking about, cloves, cinnamon, cardamom, and you basically just warm it all up in a saucepan and infuse it. So if you had visitors coming, or maybe a few grown-up trick-or-treaters popping over, instead of a mulled wine, think of it like a Halloween version of like a mulled spiced cider. And again, that recipe is on my Instagram as well, and it's on the website. And they're just, I suppose, they're lovely kind of festive seasonal ones. Like I said, it's nice to lean into the season a little bit.
Are you dressing up tomorrow night?
Oh, I am, absolutely. I have my witch's costume. It goes into the bag and it comes back out of the bag every year. I've been a witch for the last, I'd say, 12 years. And I'll keep on going for another view. Until the costume continues to fit me, I'll keep going.
And have you a broomstick and everything you do?
I do have the hat, have a little mask and everything. Yeah, so we'll have, I have a glow-in-the-dark skeleton coming with me, and I have a vampire, and God only knows who else I'll pick up along the way.
Aisling, thanks. Have a safe and happy Halloween. God bless.
Thanks, Damien. You too.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Aisling Larkin there. And you heard Aisling talking about her Instagram page and her website as well, if you want to access some of those recipes.